Living there.
Hi, Brandon. It's Nadine. I'm returning your call from your email that you sent.
Yep. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not going to lie. I ain't too happy.
I understand. So
yeah,
how can
I'm
I help
not
you?
Happy at all. Well, a couple different things, really. First off, okay, well, I don't even know where to start because honestly, I'm so freaking livid with it. It's unbelievable. Okay, so first off, I know you guys made my Facebook page and like I run it and all that.
Right.
I haven't even posted anything on Facebook because like it had and I finally got my my web address turned off on Facebook, but it's like my website. I don't even know how to explain it. It's hacked.
Like it is the website.
It's hacked. It's hacked work.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I thought you said hacked.
No. So like the guy called me and I was on the phone with him for like 3 hours. Right.
Uh-huh.
And he was asking me all kinds of questions and I was telling him what services you provide. And I must have told the dude 30 different things. You know what I mean? 30 different freaking things. And I mean everything. He asked me where I was, where I service, stuff like that. I told him I didn't do much work. I made sure I said this. I told him, I said, I don't do a lot of work in Crisfield because there's not a lot of work here. It's a poor area.
Right.
Like the only reason my office is based out of Crisfield is because I got the office for cheap. You know what I mean? All my work is in the Salisbury, Ocean City area up from the Eastern Shore. He said, okay. So I told him everything he wanted to know. A couple days later, I get this notification that my website's live. I go on the website, and it is 167% geared towards generators. I mean, like, everything is about generators. And it's just like, dude, this is not everything I told you. Like, people look at this, and they're going to think I do nothing but generators when I do everything.
Right.
So that's a massive issue, not to mention that he put a 1980s portable generator as a picture on there. You know what I mean? Like, dude, we're in 2024 now. This thing is literally a 1980s Honda portable generator.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? I haven't seen anything at all on Google. Like, you search me, you can find the name, you can find the web address, but you search electricians, generator install, anything like that, you're not finding it at all. You're not finding it. Like I've been hours scrolling through pages on Google, and I still can't find my name. And at this point where I've paid you guys almost $1,000, I'm kind of wondering what I paid you for.
Paid us $1,000? Let me look.
I mean, it's been about 3 months, 300, I mean, it's less than 1,000, but almost $1,000, $900, whatever it is. Like, what exactly am I paying for here? Like, it's, and oh, not to mention, and this is the part that really burned me up, and I'm not going to lie to you. I typed in, like, the first couple parts of my web address, and then I went through Google, and there must be, shit, I don't know, Nadine, 30 different electrical companies with the exact same website layout. I mean, identical.
Like ours?
Yeah. It's almost like the dude didn't do anything. Like it was just a copy and paste type thing.
Yeah, and well, I like, mean, I'm trying to go into the website right now. Well, first and foremost, if you spent 3 hours giving all of your services, and I'm looking at the services, and the first three I see, generator services, generator installation, generator repair, then electrical services and repair, EV chargers, electrical upgrades.
Right. You see that on the services tab. But you go anywhere else on that website, and it's nothing but generators. Not to mention, then he's putting stuff like Trusted, what was it? Trusted by over 1,000 customers in Crisfield, Maryland. There's not even 1,000 people in Crisfield, Maryland.
Yeah. Let me notate that, too.
You know what I mean? Like, it's stuff like that. Like, I think I've done maybe 2 jobs in Crisfield. And it's just, the picture that's been painted of my company is totally false. You know what I mean? Like, I sent him a paragraph of stuff that I wanted to say, kind of like a mission statement and this and that, and a couple different things. He used absolutely none of them.
Tommy, it's just like, yeah.
I'm writing this all down.
No, you're fine. Like, I'm about to spend a fortune on the on this software from ServiceTitan for service
mm-hmm.
work and all that. And I don't
right.
even have any business coming in from you guys.
Okay, mission statements on what to use for his company and not showing. Let me go back to, let me find a little, where would it be at? Let me see. I'm looking at the website where it shows a 1,000 or whatever so that it can see there's not even 1,000 people there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just stuff like that. But like I said, Crisfield, in this area, Crisfield is not known for, I don't want to sound ignorant and just completely an asshole, pardon my language, but
it's
Crisfield
okay.
is not known, Crisfield is not known for the highest character of people, if you kind of get my drift.
No, I do.
All right. So the problem is if you're, and a lot of people that work out of Crisfield do not have the best reputation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, like I said, it's a bunch of scheming people. It's a bunch of, hey, we can do this, this, and this. Take your money and then never call you again. You know what I mean? It's a lot of that. So I really don't want to be affiliated with Christian.
Okay.
But it's, yeah. I mean, I don't know what is going on with it. I don't know why it's going down like this. But I mean, like, let me ask you this. What kind of SEO process is behind it?
Well, we have a team, and that's why I'm concerned, you know, with the fact, because there's a team that's specifically dedicated to your account. My concern is that if you spent 3 hours with someone on the phone discussing the website and all your services, and it's showing that you're geared more to generators rather than being an electrician, you know, what's going on? Where's the disconnect? So I'm specifically asking for another person to reach out to you. I'm trying to look back at the notes. I know Kyle talked to you about the Facebook ads. It looks like they had been talking to you about the workspace too. I'm just trying to go back through all the notes for the website. So I think that was during your client interview is what you're talking about. Spending on the phone. Let me see.
Yeah, it was back around the time I first talked to you.
Yeah,
it was,
I'm gonna have
a few days later.
I'm going to be sending two different notes. So I'm going to be sending a note for the team to contact you regarding the account as far as the keywords and all of that, because I know that you mentioned in the email about the program. And then I'm going to also ask for a revision request with the website so that they could sit down with you. I know that they did, I think there was a note, let me go back, about the website, because you wanted, like, in a real time, right, to talk to someone regarding the website, but I think they were waiting for you to let them know what day was going to work for you to schedule that appointment. So I want to at least get someone on the phone with you to talk to you about the website. If that, when they call you, is not a good time, at least you can kind of give them an idea what would be a good time to call you so that they can go over all the issues regarding that. Like, as you've been talking, I'm not ignoring you. I'm typing everything as you've been talking.
Yeah, no. I get that. My main concern right now is, one, that my website looks like everybody else's. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, it's got a picture up top, and it's got a little SMS thing on the side with the phone thing on the side and this and that and the other. But it looks, it's set up exactly like everybody else's. And it's just like, okay, so now I'm not differentiating my company from anything. You know what I mean? It's exactly like Joe Blow down the street. It's exactly like his. So what's the difference? That's a big concern of mine. A second big concern is how they just blatantly didn't listen to anything I freaking said. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like, now granted, we do a lot of generators, and I am partnered with Generac. You know what
uh-huh.
I mean? But that's not the predominance of my income.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So gearing a lot towards generators is fine, but not all of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, you go on my website and it looks like I'm a generator company, not electrician. So that's another big issue with me. Another issue I had as far as the Facebook ads was, and I kind of had this lady break it down to me, and it still didn't make too much sense to me. So she said, I asked what I was paying for the $2.99 a month.
Uh-huh.
She said 199, and correct me if I'm wrong here. Correct me if she told me something wrong, or maybe I misunderstood. But she said 199 a month was for you guys to maintain everything I have. And
the local SEO. Uh-huh.
Yep. And then the
and
other
the 100
100
goes to Facebook.
The other 100, exactly. The other 100 goes to Facebook ads.
Correct.
Cool. So if I go on my local Splash dashboard, it tells me how much I've spent in ads. And it's only like, I don't know, probably now it's probably like 60, 70 bucks. Who knows? But my thing is I've been with you guys for 3 months now, so that's 300 bucks. Where's the rest of the money going?
It should show in all your reports, because I know when they're running the ads. So the 100 ad spend is allocated to your Facebook ads, right?
Right.
And I know that when they're running them, it's to run throughout the month. So I would have to look back at your reports, because they don't keep the money. I mean, it's got to be allocated and it's got to be used.
Well, that's the thing right there.
But if it's not being all used, where's it going?
Where's it going? Because like
yeah.
I said, if I look on my dashboard, right, the last time I looked at my dashboard, local splash dashboard, was maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe a week and a half, something like that. It
uh-huh.
hasn't been long. And at that point, it was like 55 bucks. So I'm sure it's going up a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and assume it's like 60 or 70 now. Well, if I've spent 300 bucks over the last 3 months on it, why has only 60 or 70 been spent?
Yeah.
And then I got a call from a guy, from one of your guys. I guess he's a Facebook guy or whatever. He said
Kyle.
That the ads are, I think so, yeah. He said the ads
yeah.
are running as they should, and this and that and the other. And it's just like, well, obviously they're not, because I'm only spending 60, 70 bucks here, and I've done paid you 300 for it already. So if you're supposed to be running through 100 bucks a month on ads, why are we not running 100 bucks a month on ads? Why am I only running 60, 70 bucks right now? And it's been 3 months. So, I mean, my basic math tells me something's off. I'm not going to lie to you, Nadine. Like, I'm really not going to lie to you. Like, I'm not impressed. I'm really not.
Okay.
And I keep getting calls, and I keep getting emails from all these random ass people talking about I'm an SEO expert and your site's not running efficiently and this and that and the other, and I don't pay any mind to them. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Like, I don't know anything about it. Like, I'm sure, like, I'm with the company. I'm with Local Splash, so I'm sure they're going to fix it. But I'm kind of looking at it now like, you're really not fixing it. So what am I paying? What am I paying for? Why am I not paying somebody else? And then what really irritated me was I asked whoever the guy was that I talked to about the website. I told
uh-huh.
him I wanted a business email set up through Google Workspace. And he was like, all right, well, it's 20 bucks a month per user. And I was like, okay, well, that seems like quite a bit of money for a couple of email accounts. So then I told him to hold off on it.
Yeah.
I go on Google Workspace, and there's accounts on there for 6 bucks a month per user. And it's like, okay. So I got back up with you guys not too long ago, and I was like, hey, I want to do this $6 a month through Google Workspace, not the 20. Can you guys set it up? Well, their reasoning for charging me 20 was to maintain it. Maintain what on an email account? It's an email. I don't need you to maintain it. Like,
so did you sign up with your own workspace? That would be my suggestion. I mean, if you're not wanting us to, if you don't want to pay the 20 bucks, right, this is my suggestion. If you find it for 6 bucks, I would suggest then go with the $6 one. You know what I mean?
Oh, I definitely am.
$20.
Yeah, I definitely
am. Yeah. And I'm just saying, I'm just being honest. I mean, if you go through us, yeah, you're paying 20 bucks, right?
Yeah.
But if it makes more sense to do it yourself for $6, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I just couldn't understand. And then the guy I talked to, he was like, well, that's what it's for, is to maintain it. I was like, dude, I don't need you to maintain an email account. It's an email account. Like, I'm literally getting correspondence. I'm not doing Zoom meetings and all this and the other. It's
right.
literally an email account. I don't need you to maintain it. And he's
yeah.
like, well, that's what we offer it for. Okay, well, then I'm not doing it through you guys. So then I started to work with Google Workspace, and they told me how to get, like, the domain verified and this and that and the other. And then when I called about it, and I'm sure you have it on your notes in front of you, when I called about it, they said that I had to buy the domain and this and that. And I was like, okay, so in order to do this, in order to get an email account, now I have to buy my domain. But yet now if I buy my domain, you guys are not optimizing. You're not maintaining. And the lady was like, yeah. Well, then that pissed me off like no other. So at that point, I was just like, okay, now I'm really not going to be spending $300 a month with you guys. That's irritating. Well, then about an hour later, hour and a half later, I got a call back. I forget her name, but she explained it to me that I would not have to buy the domain, that you guys would still maintain it. And then they set up a whole bunch of different, I don't know, TXT, whatever kind of files or whatever it was for Google.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So that, for the most part, got resolved, but I haven't had time to mess with Google Workspace yet. But I'll tell you, like, I just don't understand for the amount of money I'm spending on you guys, why there is so much that I have to do when I'm paying you guys to do it.
I understand. Yeah. It's, I don't even know what to say at this point, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I know that the team's pretty on top of it, but I do understand that there's a lot of issues going on with your account. So that's why I'm like notating, and I'm even going back on some of the notes because there's some other things that you added that I'm putting up in paragraphs. So give me one second. Let me see. Where did this go? Okay. Generator is not his only service. Corrupted because he's going to be starting. Wait a minute. I'm going to be starting. Put about the mission statements. Let me go back here. Where did it go? The one that I'm looking for. Let me see. I saw there was a note to Kyle put, you didn't want to add any service areas, right, to the Facebook ads yet, like additional service areas.
No, and honestly, I haven't done anything with Facebook simply because I don't want anybody seeing that webpage.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm, like, it, when I, listen, Nadine, when I tell you it's embarrassing, it's embarrassing.
I understand. I understand what you're saying.
I haven't done anything with it yet because I don't want anybody looking for it. Because to me, honestly, like knowing the clientele base around here, the people that I would be dealing with, they look hardcore into that stuff. You know what I mean? Like I'm the same way. When I need something, I look hardcore into it. Everybody does around here, and it's like I know if they got online and they saw that webpage, they'd go right to Scott Brewer and be like, hey. And it's crazy because I want to put the Facebook page out there, and I want to put the email address, not the email, the website address out there. Like, I even have a template right now to get the van wrapped, you know what I mean, with the website address on it. And I'm holding off on that because, yeah, I don't want to put it out there yet.
Okay. So I've sent out two notes for the team to contact you regarding the account in whole and then also regarding the website. So I would say still, I'm always going to say give them at least 24 hours, but of course I feel someone will be contacting you a lot sooner than that. Okay. All right. Well, I'm really sorry. We'll try to get, I'm going to do my best to make sure that this is getting resolved.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.